Welcome to the As of Yet Unnamed Christian Tech Podcast. I am Nick Eblin, your host. With me this evening are my co-host, Richard DeBellevue.
Hi.
And Ross McDowell.
Howdy.
And tonight we will be discussing some issues, and if we actually received email from listeners, then we would be getting email, but we don't. So, all right, so first story, I'm just going to give this to y'all right here. This is interesting. You may have heard about this, you might not have heard about this, but the new Zunes.
Yeah.
Zune 80, Zune 4, and the Zune 8. Microsoft has they tried to do the Zune thing, you know, arguably it was not exactly successful.
Although it was a great product.
It's good. I have one. I know some of both of you know I have one, and I have to say it's I like it, but it's definitely lacking in some features.
Personally, you know? I'm now going to be buying one because my creative MP3 player just died. Not my video one, don't worry. My just music one. So I'll be buying a Zune from GameStop.
Personally, I don't necessarily like the Zune on a couple of reasons. I'm really dissatisfied with its size and appearance. And I don't really like the interface, which is basically a killer. Other than that, though, it's a fine machine, I'm sure. It's just, I just can't get into the interface. I don't feel like it's flexible enough to use.
I actually disagree. I like the interface, and the bulky size is kind of reassuring because it's going to be a lot harder to lose compared to, say, an iPod Nano.
You do have a good point about the size being hard to lose, and also like it's reassuring because it fits well in your hand, and it does seem breakable, easily breakable. That is the thing.
I like the heft of it. It makes it feel more secure.
Well, I will say this. I don't think the design of it is necessarily great externally. I think it does feel a little bulky. I don't think that's necessarily bad. But mainly, like, the four-way directional pad sometimes is not, it's a little flaky, but really, I think it's generally a well-built device, but it's got so many problems with its software compatibility, and, like, the fact that the software that you use on your computer is just basically the sort of Frankenstein monster where they took, like, Windows Media Player 11, and they just added on this crazy new skin to it, and called it the Zune computer software.
Yeah, they should have just stuck with Windows Media Player.
But all of this is about to change because with the new Zunes, they will be creating a new software for the PC that is built from the ground up. And the original Zunes firmware is actually built. It was actually built by Toshiba, not by Microsoft, and was based off of one of Toshiba's MP3 player softwares.
You're kidding.
So, No, I'm not kidding at all. So this new firmware will once again be built from the ground up for the Zune, which is nice. It means it'll probably perform a little bit better than it currently does. And they will be adding in some new features. Now, what's interesting is while they will be releasing new Zunes, an 80-gigabyte hard drive one, 4-gigabyte and 8-gigabyte flash ones, which, you know, you could basically equate to like the last generation of iPods.
Will the flash versions have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, that's the thing. This is the thing that I think really will set apart the new Zunes from the iPod line is all of the Zunes have the same features, same features, except the flash ones don't have video out.
That's not a deal breaker for me though. I rarely use video out on my other player.
But let me just go down the new features that they're gonna have. Is they're all gonna have podcast support, so you can listen to
us
and all of your favorite. You can listen to us, all of your favorite podcasts there on your Zune.
Well, with us, why do you need any other podcasts?
Well, yeah, exactly. But I mean, before us, you might have needed to listen to some other podcasts because we didn't exist yet.
Exactly.
But yeah, you can. They've got podcasts. Really the coolest thing, well, maybe not the coolest thing, but the thing I really like is that they're now going to allow Wi-Fi downloading, where if you have a Wi-Fi network at your house, you can download your songs from the PC automatically. And now this is really maybe the coolest thing. is, well, Ross, you know that they've redesigned the user interface.
Yes. Yes, they have redesigned that.
I don't know if it's really better, but they did redesign it.
It doesn't sync as much, it looks like.
I guess not.
But like,
okay.
But I'm sure a redesigned interface, maybe they'll give at least a few amends. I don't know, maybe. But honestly, for me, it's a mental thing. But it's not necessarily a problem for everyone. It's just the way I think organizationally, and the way I find things quickly and put things together.
That's a good point.
As far as goes, that they just are there. Thought on how you might want to play your music, organize your music while you're trying to play it, is different than how I would want it.
Well, while I will say that is a valid point. I think there's one point we can all, that none of us will disagree on, and that's 1 million of their current 3 million songs on the Zune Marketplace will be completely DRM free. And I don't think any of us think that's a bad idea.
Oh no, that's
I do. I'm personally in favor. No. I think DRM is protection, not just for the songwriters, but for the people listening to the music.
And I think it sounds like a different discussion, a different time. So, on that line, I was curious: are the DRM songs going to be higher quality as well, like Apple, or how does the Zune Marketplace quality match up to the Apple?